Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show.
Okay, when life is unfair and you say, remember that you do not stand alone. I love what you said in this chapter. You said you're going to get what you don't deserve. The question is, how will you deal with it? So talk about the fairness and then our perspective when this stuff
happens. Yeah, that's my favorite. That is my favorite because I love Joseph. I'll tell you why. When you read the story of Joseph, there's this little phrase that keeps popping out at you. And in fact, it almost gets annoying. You keep reading where, but the Lord was with Joseph. But the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord, I mean, you know, he's thrown in the pit, but the Lord was with Joseph. And then he's a slave in Potiphar's house, but the Lord was with Joseph. And then he's falsely accused of rape, but the Lord was with Joseph. Then he's thrown into prison, but the Lord's with Joseph. And he spends 13 years there, but the Lord's with Joseph. And I'm just being honest. I'm being transparent. If I had been Joseph, I'll tell you what I would have said to the Lord. I'd have said, Lord, why don't you go be with somebody else? You know, this really isn't working. This being with me stuff's not working. In fact, why don't you go be with my brothers? Why don't you go, you know, give them some love for a while? but the point is, the point in that chapter is this. Even when there is no evidence at all that God is there, he is.
Yeah.
And you have to remember the same God that was with Joseph in the palace was the same God that was with Joseph in the prison and the same God that was with Joseph in the pit. And what God is doing, even in the darkest days of our life, when life is most unfair, when you get dealt the worst hand you can possibly imagine, God's moving the chess pieces around the board on your life, and in the end, he made a promise. He's never failed. I will work all this out together for your good.
So good. And here's another quote from that chapter I loved. God's way isn't to make everything okay. God's way is to give us the strength to endure and the vision to see that our circumstances, no matter how dire or grim, are never as big as God is. Oh, love that. Okay, here's one. When life seems impossible, and I know somebody's listening today going, you know, life does seem impossible, your strategy is to stand on the truth of God's word. So say more about that.
I named one of my sons after this guy. His name was Joshua, and my youngest son's named after him. And, you know, people don't realize that you kind of jump from, you know, Moses dies, and then, you know, Joshua comes on the scene, but it wasn't really that simple. Joseph was asked to do something that you could not have found one out of 5 million Israelites to have volunteered for. He was to take over, he was to succeed the greatest leader in the history of the Israelite nation. He wasn't following a man, he was following a legend. I mean, this was Moses. We're talking about Charlton Heston here. And you know, I mean, here's a young, you know, Josh was probably in his 20s, and here's this guy that came all the way out of the desert from a burning bush, and he goes from a burning bush to taking on the most powerful ruler in the world, Pharaoh, whipping him, defeating his army, taking the people across the Red Sea, taking them through the wilderness. He's got them on the brink of the promised land, and he dies. And now, Joshua, you're the man. You got to take over. And I'm telling you, anybody that's ever succeeded anyone, whether you succeeded a great pastor in another church or you succeeded, the founder of a business or a great CEO, I mean, how many times have you heard of the successor crashing and burning? We have a saying, you know, in the ministry, you don't want to be the guy that follows the guy. You want to be the guy that follows the guy that follows the guy, right? So here's Joshua. And now he didn't ask for the job. He didn't even apply for the job. And God says to him, you know, you're the guy. And here's what God said to Joshua, don't sweat it. As I was with Moses, I'll be with you. You do one thing and you'll be successful. You meditate on my word. You study my word. You get my word into your heart and you stand on the truth of my word and you will be successful, guaranteed.